and you had to live in your basement because
not
of
in
the
ours,
bombing.
It was in somebody else's, you know, that was really deep. But it had a lot of room in it. There was a lot of people in there.
What was it like living in that basement for those 4 weeks? Did you see daylight? Was it quiet?
Yeah, you could see the daylight, but you still, you know, could hear all the bombing and all that too, you know. So I know I was scared today. And then one time we come home, and then there was a bomb on our couch.
Just sitting on the couch.
Yeah. And my daddy, my God, he took that bomb and buried it. What if it would have exploded with him, you know?
Did it come through the roof or something and just land?
And landed on the couch.
And didn't explode. Doesn't say a lot for American bombs, does it?
Well, that was because of myself, I guess.
After the war, and you say your mother went into the fields to farm, to support you, was your house, personally, you know, if the bomb came through, was your house really destroyed? Or?
No, it wasn't. We was lucky about that. And then, and then there's another dam. They didn't have no industry or nothing in there. And they confused the beach wine for it. Because they, you know, they always throw them letters down. And they say they're gonna bomb Schweinfurt off of the map. And they got that other down instead. It's so close together. I guess they couldn't get it from there.
And this town had
no bomb factory, nothing at all.
Did they destroy the bomb factory? They never destroyed it?
Mm-mm. It was that other town, she's about 20 miles off, yeah.
What were your personal, or what were your family views on the Jews? Did you think that it was fair that, you know, here this man was, you know, annihilating a race of people, or?
Well, we thought it was unfair. Because my grandmother, she was part Jewish.
How, you know, were the average German citizen, perhaps like yourself, in that they also felt it was wrong?
Oh, yes, they did. That was wrong.
Did you know anybody that lived in your town that was Jewish that had been taken away to a concentration camp? Or?
I know two of them, but they come back.
They did?
Yeah.
Was there any concentration camps nearby or anything like that?
No, not where we live.
After the war, and you found out that, you know, your dad didn't come back, how long did your mom work, you know, in the fields to support, you know?
Ever since she started, she never quit.
And this was until she retired?
Mm-hmm.
Or got older? You had a brother. What happened to him? You know, did he... Was your mother afraid that the war would go on and that your brother would eventually have to fight, you know, like your father did, for the Nazis, or...?
No, because he was too young. He wasn't scared of nothing. He didn't want to go to the basement. He didn't want to go nowhere. So he just wanted to stay in his fate. She had to jerk him up and tell him, let's go.
How long did your family live there? Did you live there until you...
I was born there and lived there till I married him.
And then moved over here?
Yeah, that's all.
What about your sisters and your brother?
My brother's still over there, and then my sister in Wisconsin. Well, she died, and then I had them in Florida for my...
That was Dixie?
No, that's Paula. That's the oldest one.
Did Does your mother still live in that part of Germany, or has she moved to some other part?
Well, she moved to Frankfurt, because she's living with Manfred and Dana.
Have you been back to visit your the house since you moved away?
Yes, I sure did.
Does the house still have a lot of the memories of the...
Yeah, it does, but it changed so much. That house looks now so ugly, and when my uncle had it, he always kept it up, you know, real nice and everything. It don't even look like the same house.
Were you old enough to attend school during the war?
Yes, I was.
What age did you start?
You see, I was 5, and I was going to be 6 in November.
What was your school like? You know, is it anything like the American school system is, or, you know, were you being propagandized during the war by Hitler, you know, in schools?
Yeah, when we went in there, Hitler.
You had to pledge your allegiance to him when you went in?
Yeah. And then each time the alert went up, then we had to run home from school.
So they would let you...
Yeah, they let us go, you know, as soon as the thing came.
How many times were these drills, or were these...
That was... No, drills, that was for real. I was scared that day. I was screaming all the way home. Well, you really don't know, you know, then...
How far away was your house from the school?
Not that far. It wasn't... About a half a mile, I was lucky.
Some of them lived farther away?
Yeah, some of them lived farther. And then there wasn't no cars where they come and pick the kids up or nothing, you know, they all had to run home.
How did you get into, you know, you said that the soldiers that first came to your house when the Americans took over the village, or took over your town, did you get a different soldier, you know, did soldiers come into your house more than just that one soldier, or?
No, that was only that one time they did that, where they searched, you know. We didn't have none in there, no guns or nothing that they was looking for.
Did they come back, you know, at any different times?
No.
So that was
that was it.
But they did come around to give food and...
Yeah. Well, that was, you know, where that big church was at, they had a big old empty space there, and we had to go there and get the food, you know.
Sort of like a town square.
Yeah, there you go, the town square.
What kind of food did they give you? You know, did they give you bread and that sort of stuff?
Yeah, bread and then, like hot soup, you know, and all that stuff. The sort of...
Did the soldiers seem to be kind to
yes,
you?
Yes, they was.
Did you think they had sort of compassion because they knew that, you know...
Yes, they did. A lot of them, they gave us, you know, chocolate if they had any chocolate or something, you know. And we were crazy over that. We didn't hate that, you know.
Is there anything that just pops out in your any kind of memory? You know, any incident that pops up that you can remember?
No.
How were you notified that the war was over? You know, did somebody just run in and say, you know, the war is, it's over, or did it just seem like?
Well, see, they're supposed to put the flag up, you know.
The American flag?
Yeah. And then, in our town, there was so many Nazis. Each time we put it up, somebody put it back down, put the other one up, you know.
So you never really could tell when.
So, that you know, everybody was scared to date, you know. They might come in just shooting everybody, you know, and it wasn't...
Because of the select group.
There were few people there, you know. Yeah, they put it on the church tower.
Do And when, how long did you graduate from high school? You graduated from high school in Germany, didn't you? How was life? Was life better, you know, after that? After the war was finally over? Was there a long period of suffering?
No, the life was better afterwards. Everything went back to normal, you know. At least we got food. Like in, you know, there was the fight in 14, Germany. Yeah. Under the French, there wasn't any food.
Totally.
Under the Russians, not neither. See, so we was glad we was under the Americans.
So at the end of the war, the Americans really did sort of become your hero, and that they were giving you the food you needed and basically, you know, keeping you alive.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a lot of fields near your house?
Yes.
You know, that they were farming and stuff?
Yes, sure did.
But this, you still had food shortages?
Yeah. But not afterwards, you know, because they gotta go and blend their stuff and all that, you know.
Well, during the war, when you were having food shortages, were they taking the food away for the soldiers, or was there just not enough to feed everybody?
No, they just stayed rationed everything, you know, there wasn't enough for everybody, so. Well, what they gave you, you didn't get full on, you know. Mm-hmm. See, Mama had 4 kids, so she saved a little bit on sugar and stuff like that, you know. And that's what we ate in 4 weeks while we was in. What Americans coming.
Sure. And you survived for 4 weeks on just sugar. What did you do when you graduated from high school? Did you immediately start working?
Yeah.
In the factories nearby? What kind of factories were there nearby?
I worked in one where they made in was it in boxes and that, what do you call that?
I don't remember.
What? Well, what do they call that factory where they make a thing out of boxes and that stuff?
Cardboard factory.
Yeah, there you go.
And you worked there until you got married?
No, I didn't.
How long did you work there?
About a year or so, and then I went to another thing to work.
What'd you do on that job?
It was like a wholesale thing. We take stuff up, you know, where the stores come and go.
Yeah.
And
sort of like a warehouse kind
of
thing.
Yeah. I liked it, and then they moved, and then I worked in a clothing factory. They ride bicycle from my town to the other town. There you catch the bus up to the factory. It was about 40 miles.
Long travel.
Yeah, long travel. But the money was nice.
Did your brother work in this kind of a factory too, or?
No, he learned, later he went in the factory because he made more money there, but he learned to be a, what was it, I don't even know what he was calling that over here. He had to work there for 3 years to get a diploma.
Did they give him a skill or something, sort of like technical school?
Plus he had to go to school too with it, you know. What about that? And then my uncle, he got him on in that factory. And then he made a lot more money than he did in the right there. So he stayed with that ever since. He's been working there now for about, way over 4 years.
Was it expected of you and your sisters and your sister and brother to go to work?
Oh yeah, we didn't, you know.
he had to support the family.
Yeah.